The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report. And thank you, CJ. He sent me an email about the Conan show. He said, I believe they twisted it for the Conan show. Well, I would suspect that they did. But at any rate, thank you for that. And he also sent over the YouTube where Mrs. Obama plants a garden. Wonder if she's considered planting her husband in the ground in a rose garden. I hear he would grow mighty fine flowers. Yeah. Perish the thought. George in Texas. Hello, George.
How are you doing, John? How are you doing, Robbie? How are you doing, Bob?
All right.
Good.
Yes, Robbie, I got to correct you on the Dan Rather comment. He says Barack Obama couldn't sell watermelons on the highway if they had the state troopers stop every car.
That's even better.
I'm serious. That's what he said.
Oh, man.
I'll send you the video clip, John.
All right.
But, nobody said anything. Nobody. There was no outcry from Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton. Yeah, just double standards.
Well, and speaking of which, I had Reverend Manning on the program for a half hour last Friday, and his first program ran on this network. He airs 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. right here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and that will be carried Monday through Friday.
Way to go.
I'm telling you. I mean,
he's a firebrand.
He's intelligent. The guy is funny, and he is dead on. And, you know, this...
Well, they loaded me up.
I'm sorry, Bob?
Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing.
Oh, okay. At any rate, so look for that on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm going to enjoy the heck out of this one.
Can I go into my question now?
Go ahead.
Yes, you heard about Iceland, the people of Iceland telling the banksters to go kiss their hind end, we ain't paying. What do you think the banker's next move is going to be, Bob?
I think next year they're going to have a meeting, and there'll be most every country in the world will devalue their currencies, and there'll be a multilateral debt settlement. And I think that the outcome of that will be this test trial period for Iceland and Greece, and there's 19 countries that are bankrupt, and the U.S. and U.K. included. And they're getting people warmed up to people protesting in Greece and in Iceland about what happened to their governments and their debt. And I'm sure that they expected the Icelandic people to act the way that they did. And I think it's part of the scriptive move that they expected.
All right. Do me a favor, George, hang on if you got any follow-up. Jasper, Henry, Stark, and others, hang on. We'll get to your calls, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. George, anything else?
You know about that Congressman Massa who said he's being pushed out because... Rahm Emanuel was going into the shower and poking him in his chest, saying, "You will vote for this health care bill no matter what, whatever." Do you think that could be another unraveling of the administration from another direction?
I'll comment on that. I think that there's terrible infighting going on. We've seen a flip-flop again by Barney Frank. He's going to do this and that, and then he says he's not going to do it 2 days later. There's really fighting going on in there.
So you really think the Democratic Party is imploding from the division from within?
To some extent. I don't know what the extent is, but it's at the top levels. And I don't know whether it's strategy or trying to push so many issues at the same time. I don't know what it is. All I know is they're really arguing and they're mad at each other.
I think they're just trying to save face. They're trying to save their agenda because the election's coming up and Obama's trying to push this health care and nobody wants it. And here's another thing I think, like, John, you know why we need to repeal the 17th Amendment or put term limits on senators is, you know, Joe Lieberman, John McCain with this unlawful detention bill and, Lindsey Grahamisty with this amnesty bill, you know. I think these people are entrenched. I really think, I wouldn't mind if people elected the senators, but I think they should be holding to the legislature. I think the legislature should throw the bum out and allow the people to elect another senator.
Well,
anything's better than some of the ones we've got because they're bought and paid for. You know, if we could clear, you know, 90% of them out of the House and the Senate that were incumbents, that would be fine. I don't care if Mickey Mouse goes to Washington. It can't be any worse than what we got.
Yeah, but is this just another shift back to the other aisle, the other side of the aisle, Bob? Because
no, I'm not looking for that. It's bipartisan.
Yeah, well,
I wouldn't mind if Ward Cleaver went to Washington.
Well, but if we've watched how the Republicans have hijacked the Tea Parties, and these people were out there stomping on the ground and telling the truth, you know, to have the Republican Party come along and try to take that thing over, for what? You know, I mean, for what end? To come back in, turn it back over to the neocons, we have more war, maybe Iran, whatever the case may be. I mean, Bob, does this have to do with more with destroying people's confidence in the government, period?
There is no confidence in the government, period.
Well, yeah, but that's ultimately what they wanted to do, if you read the grand plans of the communists.
Yeah, but they're already there. Now the question is, what do we do? And what we do is kick out the people that they're paying off.
Okay, well, I'll let you send out the invitation list to cease and desist.
You know, look, there was a survey 2 weeks ago, and people are asked, what do you think about your senator or a congressman that is coming up, or if he or she is coming up for a vote in November? And 92% of them said, I want to change.
Will Diebold allow it? Those Diebold machines?
Well, that's something else we have to contend with. And if we can't contend with it, the only choice left is not working within the system.
Another thing, my little source from Russia that's on Facebook, the BATF and the FBI are looking for people in Ukraine and Russia to go work for the BATF in the States. And they're not hiring any person over the street. They're getting the criminal element. Is that fine? Is that something you would find unusual, Bob?
No, not for the FBI and not for the United States government, and that would be par for the course.
Because I think they can't really find any people within the United States to really do their dirty work no more.
Probably.
Like I said, they're not hiring people off the street. They're getting the criminal element. Because an average Russian wouldn't come over here and come against the American people. I'll tell you that right. But a criminal would. All right, thank you, gentlemen.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it. By the way, I got my first complaint here about Pastor Manning. He said he had a rabbi on for about 20 minutes into the hour, and I can tell you that I don't think you'll be happy to hear this interview. I, for one, will not be listening during those 3 hours, Joyce. Well, what are you doing up at 4 a.m.? No. Look, yeah. How best to put this? People come up to speed by different approaches. You know, is everybody born into this world with what's on Bob Chapman's mind or Robbie Noel's mind or my mind? No. You grow into this by experience. And experience is the best teacher, but you've got to have somebody that will mentor on the facts. So if you're ready to jump off after, one broadcast, well, you're welcome to do so.
Well, what kind of rabbi was he?
I don't know.
There's different kinds of rabbis out there. There's the good ones and there's the bad ones.
Well, and it very well could be, and I'm not saying that this person is that way, but anytime you mention the word Jew, I mean, people flip out. So, I don't know.
Could be one of the good rabbis.
You never know. Jasper in Massachusetts. Hello, Jasper.
Hello, good evening, Bob, Robbie, John, beloved friends, good evening.
Hi.
Hi, John, are you still mad at me for waking you up the other morning?
No, not at all. But Saturdays is my mornings to sleep in.
Understood.
Yeah.
Well, I would still like to offer to match anybody's phone call donations if that works today for you.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, well, just so we're clear, because we muddled it last time, anybody who'd like to call in for the next hour and make a donation, my fiance and I would like to match your donation. And this donation is in appreciation to Bob for all the good work he's done for us and all the help he's brought to thousands of people, I guess, as well as great peace of mind in these trying times.
All right. So if I'm to understand this, Jasper, up to what amount?
Well, I think we can probably cover $1,000 worth of donations today.
All right. 800-724-2719. Is the call-in number for the network. There are people here that will answer the phones. If you want to match that donation in one fell swoop, you're more than welcome to do so. I mean, we greatly appreciate it. You know, Jasper, I just want to make people aware of we're not building fiefdoms here for any one individual. We're doing this as a network. And I'm going to tip my hand a little bit at the table, but let me put it to you this way, folks. Let me just put it this way. For about the amount that Mr. Jasper here is saying that he's willing to donate, I can put this, that's almost one quarter of the cost that it would take me to rent out a radio station and run Republic Broadcasting Network 24/7. So when we get the money, we put it to use. We do it to educate other people, and we're only interested in one thing and one thing only. We're not here to get rich. We're not here to self-aggrandize for one individual. We're here as a cohesive unit to wake people up. So, Jasper, I'll tell you what. I appreciate that very much. That number, again, is 800-724-2719. We take that money directly and put it right back into this network to keep spreading the word. The limit to this network is only held up by your funds, folks.
May I say something?
That's the way to put it. Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I really and truly think of the work that you're doing with the Elected Representatives Network. As far as I understand it, to me, that's like if somebody said there's a device I can go out and buy at the store right now that will improve the future for me and my kids and all my friends and family to a large degree. All I have to do is go out and buy this thing, and that's what it'll do. That's how I see it, and I see it returning all my money and more, literally. And the good that it'll do.
All right. Well, I appreciate that very much, and thank you for your kind gesture.
And can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
That about a month ago, I contracted something called Morgellons, and you've featured some people talking about it on your network, and I just want to mention it to raise awareness about it, because people who contract this illness are shunned by the medical community and are called delusional and psychotic, and people out there who find themselves suddenly itching and scratching and have fibers coming out of their skin, and they go to a dermatologist and the dermatologist tells them to get a psychiatric evaluation.
Yep.
Don't listen to them and go online and do searches, and you will find lots of information and a very supportive community. And it's a terrible affliction, and I really feel for other people who are going through it. And I want to encourage you to continue to cover it in whatever way you can.
Jasper, I was firsthand recipient of a person through one of the board ops here at the network. His girlfriend had that affliction. She was hospitalized, caught some other dramatic disease in the hospital, and it killed her. So, I have seen it firsthand.
Oh.
Thank you, Jasper. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Jasper.
800-724-2719 to match that donation. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're back. Thank you, Dingman in Colorado. He responded. He said, I don't have $1,000. How about 100? I said, we won't turn anything away. Another guy called in. He says, I don't even have 100. How's 20? That's all I got. Folks, we appreciate it. Any dollar amount is great. You may not be in the position that Jasper is in, but Jasper is right. There's no alternative. We've started down this road, and either we do it full tilt boogie to get this country back online where it should be, or it's going to be a wasted effort, and you're going to be sitting in some internment camp one of these days to be vetted to see if you're going to be in the privileged class to be alive in America. Because you are the dissenters. You're the haters out there. You're the people that happen to believe in, you know, God, Mom, and apple pie. That believe in a republic, that believe in freedom and liberty and the right to property. You know, you whacked out people out there. Where the hell did you ever get these ideas? Yeah. Well, they're coming out swinging. The other side is coming out full tilt. We either ramp this up. You know, I don't want to hear 10 years from now, my God, we should have done this and we should have done that. Everybody should be doing all that they can right now. Bob, I don't... You've been doing this for 50 years. Have you seen it this bad before? We are on the precipice economically, culturally, everything else.
No, well, the trigger, I believe, and the nexus of the problem is the Federal Reserve. That's control. And, of course, you have the Treasury beside it. And then you have those instrumentations that are controlled by Wall Street and banking and have been for over a century. And that's what runs our country. And, you know, it takes a long time for people to figure that out. And they're fortunate that they have a program like this and others like it that can explain who's doing what to whom. And that's extremely important, because not only knowing what the people are doing and why they're doing it, but you got to know who the players are, too, because there has to be some sort of civil or criminal retribution to the process that these people have been engaged in for years. And so in order to clear out the criminal element, we have to bring them the information, and we have to tell them who's doing it, and then we have to make a lot of people believe in it, and then they have to change the people who are running our country, at least from a political point of view. And that is the legal process that we have to use in America. And if it doesn't work, then we'll go to an alternative. But I think that this is the last shot. And all of these ideas that you see being voiced by the president and others, they're all coming at once, as you mentioned earlier, John. And there's a reason. They are scared. We've got them in a corner, and we're forcing them to come out full bore and call people like you and I and Robbie and others who call into the program terrorists. We're terrorists because we tell the truth. And the people can differentiate between the truth and those who lie, generally speaking. And so we're making excellent headway. How much time we've got? Probably a max of 2 years now, because they're going to take the financial system down. And with it, they'll take every economy down. And then they expect to bring in prisoners or ex-cons from Russia to be goons in our country. And all kinds of other things that they've got planned, because they know that the military's not going to go with them. And so they've expedited everything. They're going to make a lot of mistakes. And they're losing. We are winning, finally. And one of the ways that we win is by being on the air and having people like Jasper come in and put up his hard-earned money and say, look, I'll match anybody. I wish you'd all call in and come up with $1,000 so that RBN can have $2,000 to do something very constructive in your behalf.
And I'm not going to tilt the old poker hand at the table here. The dealing will be done when the day's over with, but we're moving ahead to open up as many AM and FM outlets out there as humanly possible. And again, I'm not talking about an hour here, maybe an hour tucked away on some little radio station in Cincinnati, Ohio for an hour. No, we're talking about putting the entire lineup 24/7 of Republic Broadcasting on radio. So these people can once and for all hear something that many people, they're ready, Bob. They are ready. They're tired of being lied to. They're tired of getting the short end of the stick. We've got people in Washington, D.C. that are culpable and responsible for this Fed Reserve and its continuation of the gutting of this country. And the only thing that they can do is give lip service to it and genuflect and bow in front of them. You know, it's like bowing at the feet of mammon. You know, how stupid is this? We'll take the break, continue with your calls. We got loaded phones here. We'll run them in quick succession. And in the meantime, I'll get my lips back during the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, let's go directly to the phones here. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hi. You were talking earlier about another gentleman with the Southern Poverty Law Center and the so-called haters and all that crap.
Mr. Mark Potok.
Yeah, well, it sounds so impractical and irrational in this country anyway, so-called haters. I mean, what is the people supposed to do? They're supposed to think it's great that their country's being overthrown with all these third-world Mexicans and we don't or everything else and pass a law like that bastard long before I was born. What's his name? Lyndon Johnson, when he was president, saying that only 15% can come from Europe and 85% be from, you know, from Central and Northern and Western Europe, and 85% must be from everywhere else in third-world countries. And we see the results of it, don't we? Even in Connecticut, Hartford, Bridgeport, New Haven in New York, Queens, Brooklyn, Bronx, in Florida, Miami, South L.A., Chicago, and everything else. So, I mean, the stuff that they even say is like an idealistic, irrational, religious crap. And I don't necessarily mean Christian. I'm talking about the Poverty Law Center, the ADL,
sure,
the Illuminati period. I mean, that's why this stuff is going to fall apart. They overlook the racial issue. They overlook the cultural issue. They overlook what the people really want. Just like in Europe. That's why I called. I wanted to ask Mr. Chapman. I saw in Bloomberg Business Week, there was a strike with Lufthansa. I mean, that was a little while ago. Have you heard about that? Well, you know about it.
Yeah, Lufthansa did have a strike. I don't think it lasted very long.
Okay, but what was it over? There's something the EU was doing to them as opposed to the German government, or it was something to do with the EU or something.
I never got that quite straight.
Okay.
One of the major problems in Europe today is that the European Union is usurping all of the power within the different states, such as Germany. We'll take as an example.
Right.
And let's say the mayor of Hamburg says, well, that's a good idea, and they pass some measure. And the EU comes along and says, no, you can't do that, and so that's no good anymore. And you have to take it out.
Right.
And what's happened is they've all lost their sovereignty, and when they,
well,
when
the
they
ones
went
who belong
to the
EU,
it was all
have,
over.
Yeah. The ones who belong to the EU, because Switzerland doesn't belong to them. Yeah, go ahead.
No, there's only 16 countries.
That's right. Yeah, the others do not belong at all. And they don't want Turkey belonging, and I can see why. And I'm glad they don't have the Constitution, because I think the reason why the people voted against the Constitution was not just the control, but they see all the political correctness coming on, because this is all... See, even William Cooper told me, I spoke to William Cooper on the phone, I never met him, he told me this a long time ago, even if they had their New World Order in place, they would have to have something like a totalitarian thing, totally grid, like China, and even then it wouldn't work, because all that stuff, he said even 100 years from now, he said all that crap that they do, it's all idealistic, and like I said, they want to have the Constitution, like have all these hate crime laws, and flood them with all these Muslims, and just whatever crap they think will work, a buck an hour, and all this nonsense, or say a euro an hour, whatever, you know, whatever currency denomination is. And I look at all the stuff they do, even the population control. We got to spread and make AIDS because there's too many people on the earth. We got to better ourselves. Always something to better ourselves and humanity. And it's all principle based. And I'm not saying necessarily Christian, okay? Because even though there's a difference, you know, people merge all religions the same. There is some things with the Luciferian that are similar to Christianity, but far, far, far worse and more, you know, malefic. But when I look at everything, David Rockefeller, all the stuff, I can't see people, even most of those people in Europe, the people now care more about their culture, their standard of living, you know, people look like them, whatever. Or even Americans also. They just force stuff on Americans. That's why I say it's more advanced here than over there. I just can't see any of them, even these ones coming out of college in their 20s that have a $70, you know, debt, really give a damn about all that stuff. I think that stuff matters to them. I mean, I know it doesn't matter to me, and I'm a lot older than them by 15 years. So,
yeah.
Right. I think the whole thing's going to fall apart, and I think the EU is going to definitely fall apart.
All right, Henry, thanks for your
okay.
call. Appreciate it. By the way, Bob, I wanted to get your take on this. Times of India came out with a story recently, said that China on Tuesday, today, said it wasn't planning a mopping up operation in the international gold market, as some bullion experts have been speculating for some time. This could be an important signal for gold-loving Indians who worried that big-time purchases by China would push up the international price of the yellow metal. Yai Gang, head of the State Administration of Foreign Exchange, scuttled speculation that Beijing will dump dollar assets and use the money to build up its gold reserves. China did not wish to play political football in the financial markets, whatever, really, its differences with the U.S. government. The U.S. Treasury market is the world's largest government bond market. Our foreign exchange, and I'm quoting him, reserves are huge, so you can imagine that the U.S. Treasury market is an important one to us. Now, he said that at a press conference in China, and they said that he said that China was a responsible investor that took investment decisions on the basis of the market situation and did not allow politics to play any role. So, am I to believe that China is not buying up tons of gold?
No.
No.
It's a bogus story.
Bogus story.
Complete bogus story. Market overreacted to it this morning. Gold was down almost $20 by the close of business when saner minds prevailed, and they actually read the statement in its in its totality, gold closed down $1.50.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, but let me tell you something else that's kind of ironic. On the very same day, there's a mining company in China called Minco that shot up 65% today. Was trading opened this morning at 90 cents, closed at $1.50. They have discovered 10 million ounce deposits in China, which is equivalent to 312 metric tons of gold.
So they,
if you can believe them.
Well, if you can believe them, but that's
they got a lot of territory over there. There's got to be gold in them Nar Hills.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is they're purchasing all the gold that's being produced.
Right.
Yeah. And they don't want to, look. I mean, the last thing China wants at this point here, about the only truthful thing that he said in the statement was that China doesn't want to disrupt the gold markets. In other words, it knows how small the gold market is, and making huge purchases is going to do one thing, drive prices up. Yeah, yeah. And the last thing they want is to drive prices up.
So if they do want to make future purchases, they're not going to be paying more for it.
And let me just say this, because this drives me completely nuts. If someone is getting ready to make a big purchase, I don't care whether it's widgets or whether it's gold, you don't announce it to the world. That's the last thing you do.
That's right.
All right. Stark in Minnesota.
Unless you wanted to suppress the price.
Exactly.
And that has also been used before to walk in and make big purchases, right? Drive the price down.
I mean, every fund manager on the planet is loading up on gold.
What are they're afraid to sell their paper anymore? They can't sell it. Well, yeah. I mean, for 5,000 years, what did people regard as wealth? Gold.
I mean, they're jumping all over. Don't ask me why, Bob. Maybe Bob knows. But what's the sudden interest that Soros has in Nova Gold?
I can't say, but I can't get excited about the company because before I found that they didn't tell the truth, and so I don't want to deal with people like that.
All right. Stark in Minnesota. Hello, Stark.
The Three Amigos. Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey, the Tres Amigos.
Hey, Bob, Robbie, did you read that article in Zero Hedge yesterday about the gold and silver manipulation?
Sure, better.
Okay, I was just wondering if you fellas could discuss that a little bit, share that with your audience, and maybe talk about the implications, and I'd like to just hang up and listen to you online.
Well, I
started out today, writing this morning, it'll come out tomorrow, and I say, you know, I don't ask you to do very much as subscribers, but it's about time that you all went to your representatives and senators in Washington and told them you're sick and tired of having the price of gold and silver manipulated, and you want it brought to a halt.
Yep. Well, it's what obviously Ted Butler feels very passionate about, this meeting that's coming up, I believe it's next week, with the SEC. Looking into, obviously, the proprietary trading of the four major banks who are short 65% of the world's production of silver.
And what's going to happen is nothing. They're in control. They don't care what you think. All we can do is harass them. They're not going to do anything. I mean, they're in a box and they can't get out. If they, you know, remove those phony shorts, what's going to happen? The silver's going to take off, gold will take off, and the CFTC's not going to do anything about it. It's a shame, but that's just the way it is.
Oh, it's a CFTC hearing, right? It's not a Securities right. Exchange Commission.
It's okay. Regulatory, we'll call it.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the SEC. You know, you've got the Madoff CIA Mossad operation. For 10 years, this guy who just wrote the book said, look, here's the evidence, and laid it out. They did nothing. The SEC is in the pocket of the people who control government from behind the scenes. The only people they go after are the little guys. That's it.
Yep.
They don't protect the public. I mean, the first head of the SEC was Joe Kennedy. Give me a break.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Stark. I appreciate your call. Lisa in California. Hello, Lisa.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
Good. I wanted to pledge $200.
Okay.
And let Jasper match that.
Okay, you're going to have...
There you go. What do we got, 320 now?
Something like that.
Hey, we only got 10 minutes here. Get on your horses, guys and girls.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Lisa, if you do me a favor, call the 800-724-2719.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
800-724-2719.
2719.
And the lovely lady that answers that phone would be my wife, Sandra.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it. Bob in Michigan. Hello, Bob. Bob.
Is Bob in Michigan? Is that who I am?
I don't know. That's some people have said you are.
Bob wants to contribute.
Uh-oh. What's up, Bob?
Got a question. Dr. Sam's program Sunday night was a rebroadcast.
Yeah.
Am I nervous?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I was on with a Monday night twice, so there you go.
You were on with whom?
Dr. Stan?
No, he didn't say Stan.
Oh, Sam Kennedy.
Sam Kennedy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I don't know what to say about this, Bob. I've talked to Mr. Kennedy myself. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Is he still going forward with his...
I don't know. I don't know. He decided not to do a show Sunday. I didn't hear from anybody as the reason why he didn't do it. I've got a little problem with what he's doing because it's got no basis in law and it won't work. And I ask him the important question. Why did the U.S. military contact you? Why wouldn't they have contacted me? You know, I mean, the higher echelons of the FBI are in on this. People from the Pentagon. I'm not buying it. I'm sorry. I'm just not buying it. So, there it is.
Okay. I'm standing on the sideline waiting patiently for the other shoe to drop, I guess.
Well, and you know what? I'm not planning on listening for the sound of the other shoe. The next thing you hear dropping is going to be all the little socialists and communists dropping whatever they've gotten and running for their lives.
That would be fantastic.
That's the sound I'm waiting for, and I'm working toward that end. I wish them no harm, but backpack full of rocks, throw them in the Atlantic, and tell them to swim for it. Thanks for your call, Bob.
Hey,
yep.
One other quick thing.
Yeah.
The lady from Southern Poverty Law Firm.
Mm-hmm.
See if she'll do a show with you.
You know, I think...
No holds barred.
I think Ernie Hancock actually had her on.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry I missed that.
Well, and Ernie has a way of getting his point across and making the people believe, like from Southern Poverty Law, that somehow it was a good interview. It's fascinating to hear it. There's been representatives. I'm not sure if it's the exact same one, but they've been hitting a lot of the host on this network to try to gather a little bit of intelligence, more intelligence, to do profiles so they can revamp their propaganda campaign. I, for one, am not going to participate. Thank you very much. I already know who and what you are and what you represent.
Can't wait for the email.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. Barry in California. Hello, Barry.
I got this email from my girlfriend's uncle. They're not going to raise the cost of living raise for the Social Security, and then you're not going to get an increase in cost of living increase, and they're raise the copay for RX Medicare benefits. And so what they're going to do with that money is they're going to take 24 $1 million for the new electronic medical record. But on top of that, they gave themselves a 3% raise. Who am I talking about? The senators and congressmen, Republicans and Democrats. So it says in the email, get rid of all of them.
Yep.
All of them.
Well, they just extended unemployment benefits to 2 years.
But this is for Social Security. People to get Social Security. They're not going to get an increase for 2 years. They're going to take that money, and they're going to use it to start the medical electronic medical records processing with that money instead of giving it to the people. And they're going to raise the RX Medicare to $2 more. But they gave themselves a 3% raise. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's
everybody's losing their job and losing their house.
I think that's automatic. I think the last time they get automatic pay increases. So they don't have to embarrass themselves in voting for it every year on the floor.
Well, let's get rid of them, all of them. Let's start all over. I mean, my daughter could do a better job than these knuckleheads.
Barry, thanks for your call.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Terry in Texas. Hello, Terry.
Hello, three amigos. Hello, John.
How you doing?
Good. I tried to keep it short. I'm sure you have other callers in line. I wanted to make a suggestion for, you know, the purpose of your network is to get the message out.
Mm-hmm.
And we are fighting an uphill battle because they have unlimited funds,
right,
and have unlimited ways to distract people. I wanted to tell you something that I discovered that's been really helpful is, in speaking about a captive audience, I go to New York pretty frequently. I'm there a lot. I have found that when I'm out, particularly this is for your New York listeners, this strategy that I employ, once you get on the subway and somebody's coming from Manhattan or going to one of the boroughs or from the boroughs going to Manhattan, you've got a captive audience for a good 15 to 20 minutes because they're not doing anything, they're not going anywhere, and if you raise your voice and you get involved in conversation, the last time I was on the subway last week, I got in a big conversation with a guy first to start about the MTA because they're in New York, they're going to cut the services for the subway and the buses, and they've had, without going into the whole thing about the money being skimmed off the top there, that went from there to 9/11 to the inside, you know, to the fake money and one other subject, and next thing you know, there's a debate going on in the subway car, and, you know, somebody was taking the other side of the issue, and I was just, you know, I was just making one point after another about the money situation and about 9/11,
right.
And before you know it, the whole car was involved in the discussion. There's 30 people on this car, and they're all listening. By the time I got off, I had an ovation, a standing ovation by the time I left. That's the first time that's ever happened to me in my life, but talk about, you know, all of us collectively doing a little bit at a time. Maybe people weren't convinced, but a lot of our jobs and what you're doing, John, is the watering and the planting the seeds. And maybe it's not going to sprout immediately, but maybe a couple seeds were sprouted or were planted in that little incident. But every time I got on a subway, if I'm on a subway train, I'm vocal about it and seeking people out to discuss about it and raising my voice.
And you know, Terry, I'm glad that you're doing that because what's the number one thing on a subway? I mean, people in New York, they've trained themselves not to interact.
Mm-hmm.
When you get on a subway in New York, it's like riding a death train. You're not sure that those people are alive or not. This is why the time is ripe right now to start walking and talking because people have the very same questions that have gone unanswered. And they're dying for a dialogue with somebody. And you'll have somebody argue with you sometimes just for the fact that they want to be convinced. That they'll throw out a counter argument to you and they want to see if you can convince them and change their mind. I've had that happen to me numerous times.
For you New York listeners, John, I tell you, as many times I've ride the subways, you got a captive audience for a full 15 or 20 minutes. And a lot of your listeners ought to be taking that strategy because these people aren't going anywhere. They're on the train. They're locked in. And if you start an argument like that, it is amazing. Not an argument. You know, something.
A discussion. Yeah.
They want to listen. They want to hear that. It's
they
natural
want to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's natural for them to want to say, what's all the controversy?
Right. Well, and did you happen to have the RBN cards with you on that day?
I didn't have the RBN cards. I mean, no, I didn't.
All right. Now you know what you got to do, Terry. You got to call the network and get the little $8 package that we mail out. We give you a copy of Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism. We give you bumper stickers. We give you 100 cards and all that for $8. It covers the cost of the printing material and the shipping.
I've given before, John, but when I give, I always give anonymously. I don't want my name attached or anything, so I'm very...
Well, how are you going to get the cards then, pal?
I will do that. Where? I'll come to your office and I'll get them.
There you go. Thanks, Terry.
Next caller.
All righty. Hey, I appreciate it very much. Just a little walking and talking.
One guy planted a lot of seeds last night on national television. Jesse Ventura was on Larry King.
Really?
And you could see that Larry was completely blown away.
Mr. Ziegler was topped.
Yep.
Amazing. Let me squeeze one more call in here, and I'll have Robbie do the deal of the day. Art in Texas. Hello, Art.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I just wanted to ease the previous caller's, or a previous caller's, mind. Sam's not been feeling good. He's been working some extremely long hours, but no, they haven't come hauled him off or anything, but... I wanted to tell you something else, John. I was on a conference call last night. There was a conference going on somewhere in the country, and Jim Trafficant was there, and he was speaking while I was listening. And I was kind of shocked because he believes in the UN. He said, but we should only pay our share, but he doesn't want to do away with it. And he was also talking about the tax. He wants to do away with the income tax, but have a consumption tax. I don't know. I was kind of shocked. I didn't think that he stood for things like that.
Well, and Jim Trafficant, does that indicate to you that he might be seeking political office again?
Oh, yeah.
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 Well, what can I say? Hey. You know, maybe somebody will corner Mr. Trafficant, pin him down, and tell him that the UN is not really a good organization, a supranational organization, designed for one thing, that's to be RoboCop to the world.
Turning.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Art, I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Robbie.
Yes, sir.
Bob Chapman, deal of the day, folks. Have you bought your insurance policy?
Be you British sovereigns. Get them while we got them.
Get them while they're hot.
Minted 1902 to 1925, 0.2354 ounces of pure gold, $315 a piece. Buy 20 or more for $6,300, and you will receive a year subscription to the International Forecaster by dialing 1-800-691-7898.
These British sovereigns, by the way, these are some of the most sought after. And folks, you know, to take part of the special price that we got on that, you know, like Robbie said, the other guys out there are selling them for a lot of money, $200 more a coin. You don't have to buy 20, buy 4 of them. Buy 2 of them. Buy 8 of them. But if you do the 20 coin package, you will get a year subscription to International Forecaster. And, of course, that fine, as Mr. Noel says, ceramic mug. Flipside will be right up here in just a couple of minutes right here on RBN with Robbie Noel. And Mr. Chapman, rest up, sir. We will see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll be there. And thank you all for listening.
All right. Thank you for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. With recent